This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program. Welcome back or welcome in. If you're just joining us, it's the way for a lot of people to start their day, spend time during the day. This program is heard all around the clock, all around the world. Kind of a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is here to be heard. Victoria Keelan is here to be heard. Jay Kirshner is here to be heard. And certainly I'm here to be heard. I'm looking at or thinking about vision. And what it requires. The person who is a visionary, is that the right word, visioneer or visionary? I guess visionary. If you are someone who inspires people, I think, and a lot of people are inspired by those who look ahead and see things. I was watching an old movie with Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel about some guy who saw the future. And it was, I saw that last night. I was thinking to myself, what would the world be like really? Because there are some people who are very sensitive that can sort of see into the future. You know, and so why we sometimes dismiss those people, though. We think, oh, my God, those people are strange because they don't fit in. And how many in your world, how many times do you dismiss people who you think are crazy, but then they turn out to be right about certain things? I'm just thinking about how we can go beyond all of this stuff. I'm sort of recoiling a little bit because I think we are in danger of going backwards instead of forwards when it comes to all of the negative anti-Trump stuff. So the PGA doesn't want to use his golf courses for tournaments, and the banks don't want to do business. What is it? Deutsche Bank has $300 million worth of loans to Trump's organization, and they don't want to do business with him anymore.
Really, Deutsche Bank?
Yeah.
You're $300 million in, and then you decide? Well Deutsche Bank is trying to get any kind of positive press they can right now because they are in a lot of hot water. And so they've got...
Why are they in hot water?
Well, they've got a lot of... They're under investigation in the Southern District in New York right now, and a lot of it is tied to Jeffrey Epstein's money and the money that they did not properly report that was sort of being funneled around and paying for, you know, child sex rings and all kinds of stuff that apparently Deutsche Bank knew was going on with their funds. So, yeah, they're literally grasping at straws for any positive publicity right now.
Why is positive publicity limiting Donald Trump's life?
Going after Trump.
Well, a lot of people feel, I guess, that he was responsible for the insurrection, and I think that's why people are jumping on that bandwagon.
I don't know.
Jen? I guess the question is, you could answer the same question.
Why do I think? I don't know that they are getting positive publicity. I think, I mean, look, I've said it for a long time. It's not anything new from last Wednesday on. I think that people are trying to make Trump the bad guy because they're scared of him, because he's somebody who's disrupted the apple cart, and so they don't like that. And I think Republicans and Democrats alike have feared him because he shakes things up, and because he's someone who can be controlled.
I think you're right. I think in a way he has done that. It's just his way of doing it. It's too bad there wasn't a different way, and I don't know what the different way might have been, because, you know, you don't rewrite history. But he's done a lot of good. He has shaken up things. I thought it was interesting. We were talking in the technology report about some of the big companies that aren't spending on giving to politicians or making, you know, political statements, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, political contributions. But it's not just them. It's a lot of different corporations. And what this is doing is sort of flushing out the mess that our political system is, the corruption in our political system. And I hope people don't go to sleep on this. And it's not just the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It's both parties. You know, I've said many times.
The thing is that Republicans and Democrats are actually working together on this, and they're dividing the heck out of the rest of us by playing this game of political chess with one another. Well, they're all in the swamp together. They're all working together.
Yeah.
They're all high-fiving each other and drinking scotch. while the rest of us hate each other and, you know, can't handle being in the same room with people disagree with us.
Right. A lot of this stuff is just
plain theater. Do you think that Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are suffering at all? Absolutely not. They do this because they're all in it together.
So Marriott, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, among others, AT&T, Comcast, Airbnb, MasterCard, Verizon, Dow, Hallmark, all of these places these companies have stopped. They said they have stopped with their political contributions. And,
a lot of the companies said any politician who voted to challenge the election results, a lot of the companies have said that they're not going to give money to any of those people. And I forget how many there are. There's like a whole
Morgan
shebang.
Stanley, Merck.
They were in their legal right to do that. Why?
They feel that it was not a popular or right thing to do.
But what this is doing.
This is creating morally superior. This has created a morally superior class, right? People who think that they're better than everybody else and that they have to tell the rest of America what to think.
I think the larger problem, though, is that corporations run this country, not the government.
Yep.
I think that's the larger problem that
that's
no one's really talking
point.
About.
McDonald's, Altria, the tobacco company, let's see here, Bank of America. I'm just looking at a list of people that have been flushed out here that are donors that are silly enough to say, well, we're not going to give anymore. So all you're doing is calling attention to yourself.
Right.
We're going to be good corporate citizens and we're not going to give money now, you morons.
This is what Apple and Amazon are doing in respect to Parler. I mean, this is what, so these big corporations that are, you know, trying to justify their behavior, okay, well, we're now seeing, I mean, like Trump, hate Trump, be somewhere in between on Trump. He has woken America up to what is happening right now. So now it's our job to figure out if we're going to fix it.
It's not about Trump.
Or if we're going to just settle for the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason they make it about Trump is because they hate that they've woken up America. So you can either choose to take the lessons and move forward, or you can put your head back in the sand because you think that your political team is on the up and up. But
does anyone really think that, though? I mean, I don't know. I know some hardcore Republicans who think the Republican Party can do no wrong. I know hardcore Democrats who think they can do no wrong. But most of America's in the middle. I think there are major deep flaws with both parties. And I think everyone that I know who has a reasonable mind understands that. So I don't know how much wokeness we really need because I've already been awakened to that a long time ago.
You're a different species. We are here because we're aware of what's going on and we make it our business to know things like this. The average person, you said a minute ago, was in the middle. The average person also is not well schooled in how all of this works for a number of reasons, including the fact that we're not teaching anything anymore. Schools are not even in session. We might as well have shut the thing down instead of spending all this money for the past year. Let the kids go on vacation.
Destroy buildings and statues instead of actually making real
change. They don't know how to really influence the system, so they go around burning stuff and blowing stuff up instead of understanding through good civics lessons what it is that makes a good representative, what it is that makes a good congressman, whatever it is, whether it's local or statewide or national. People need, everybody complains, oh, I didn't get this and I didn't do that. Why do you think your city hall doesn't run properly? Because you got a sucko mayor, or you have people who are on your city council who are on the take.
Well,
or
people don't pay attention to local elections.
No,
that's part of the problem.
That's the most important thing. Yeah. Remember what Tip O'Neill used to say? All politics is local. And that's exactly
whoever has the money and the brand behind him. I mean, we have the world's worst DA that was just sworn into office a couple of weeks ago, who has completely taken away all of victims' rights. But he was backed by George Soros, and so he had a lot of money. He had a huge push, and this is what is happening at the local level. Our local offices are being taken over, and they're the ones that are most consequential to our lives. And
look at the caliber, you're right, Jennifer, of these people who then become like Obama was. They're just community organizers, and they don't really...
Community organizers, though, Doug, you're putting... That's not true. Community organizers are the people on the local level that we're talking about that don't get enough attention. The community, anything
that
happens...
that are causing the most trouble, actually.
Well, but what are they... What's their grind?
They're also doing a lot of good, too. A lot of community organizers do a lot of good.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying some of them, you get guys that are, where did Jesse Jackson come from? What did he do for a living before he became well-known? You can probably find white guys and black guys or women, men, or whoever it is.
Why is this a race issue?
Well, because I think sometimes a lot of people focus on black people, and they ought not to, because there are plenty of whites who are doing the same thing. But when you look at, like, Maxine Waters, what'd she ever do before she became a congressman? She's just a loudmouth, noisy, just an obnoxious human being. And so,
well,
these
she's
people
an insider of violence. She told her people to attack Trump supporters where they are. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, I think some of the stuff that
Roger Stone
Trump right now
is a pretty good example. Although he's had jobs, Roger Stone is an example of somebody who's white who just created nothing but mayhem for no good reason. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm sort of talking about. Why is it that somebody I'm stupefied by this. Somebody captured a manatee. And carved Trump on its back.
This is so disturbing on every possible level. A friend of mine, the New York Post picked this story up, but a friend of mine sent this to me last night. She actually was in this cove 2 months ago on a private boat where they let you snorkel with the manatees because she's just obsessed with manatees. She said they weren't even allowed to touch the manatees because they're on the extinction list.
Endangered list.
And to have this happen, these are such beautiful, gentle creatures who what happened was the story is somebody or multiple people had to do this. They captured this manatee and they carved in Trump into the back of its skin. The stress and pain that they cause this animal is just, it's disgusting. It's absolutely vile that anyone could do this. And I think it's, you know, I hope that they get caught because some of the locals are very protective of, you know, of the manatee, you know, the environment there. And I hope that they get caught because it's a $50,000 fine and a year in jail. But this is the level. I mean, really? Like, you don't care about anything but yourself?
Trump.
That's what you're going to do? And Trump? I mean,
and
really?
That's not even in the name. Trump wouldn't do something like that.
No,
so,
of course
again,
not.
Thinking
no,
about it is.
Disgusting person.
It is disgusting.
So,
the latest DJV download focuses on discussion of Tommy Lasorda, who's passed away. Also, we were working over the L.A. hospitals and what's going on there and elsewhere, the strain on our hospital system. I talk about the CalPERS investments and the other investments by the various retirement funds. And Jen talks about impeachment is political theater. It sure is. All of those things and many more items in the focus on the DJV download. It's a daily item by item. There's an overview of a lot of things we talk about on the program in the download. Find it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to go into the area of social media. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, on Instagram at DJV Show. Jay Kirshner, who's monitoring why it is that Chuck Norris is trending. We'll get to that right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. The Jeep brand is introducing a new edition of the 2021 Jeep Gladiator in the form of the Willys models, delivering a new level of personalized content for a distinct appearance that is combined with the legendary Jeep 4x4 capability. It features a limited slip rear differential, Rubicon cab rock rails and shocks, and a 32-inch BF Goodrich KM2 mud terrain tire. Find your new Gladiator. Check our reviews at ourautoexpert.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen, the social media impact of Chuck Norris's name. So what's cooking with him?
Yeah, sometimes whenever you see a certain celebrity trending on social media, you always kind of think like, okay, what happened? Are they okay?
Did they die?
Yeah, right? And it's like morbid, but that's where the mind goes. Chuck Norris is trending.
Chuck Norris, it's just that he saved the world, Jay. Come on. What are you guys talking about? Did he die? He saved the world.
Right, one strand of his hair can knock someone out.
Yeah.
He's trending on Twitter because he was at the MAGA protests on January 6th. He was not one of the rioters. That needs to be made clear. He did not enter the Capitol. He was taking selfies with other protesters, though.
By the way, that's true. That's not his hair. He's got a rug on. He's been wearing rugs for years.
Paid good money for those. He bought it. It's his.
I hope he didn't spend too much money on it because they really aren't very good. But anyway. Okay. Next. The posting on Facebook I saw, when do you think we'll be able to get back to entertainment, like concerts and movies and stuff? What are people suggesting? What are they thinking about that?
Well, Sterling Kepner thinks that once Biden is inaugurated, I feel like the concert stuff, it's more about COVID. And Sean Watson says, when we start acting like Americans again.
What does that mean?
It took a political turn. That's one thing I've always been confused about. Why does the whole COVID situation have to get so political?
Because I've
been
lost
other viruses.
Our freedoms. No, but nobody's been shut down like this. I mean, our freedoms have literally been taken away, and we've allowed it. And so it does get political because of that, because we are in a country where we have forgotten sometimes.
But there's a whole bunch of things, elements that are working here, including the fact that people seem to keep forgetting that the Chinese are responsible for this. The Chinese government orchestrated the leaking of the virus, carrying it to Italy, ending up in Iran, spreading it here, there, and everywhere. And so, but who's paying attention to that? We're so damn focused on, we're going to impeach the president. For what? What are you going to get out of that? Where are we focused on what really the problem is and fixing the problem? This is what 2021 hopefully will be about, fixing problems, not creating them. And this is one of those individual things. I think you got to do it on your own. It starts with you, starts with your family, starts with perhaps who you work with, if you share thoughts and ideas with people, but maybe even in a nice way, not giving people that are your friends who may have different point of views something to think about, not confronting them. We've had enough confrontation. We're done with confrontation. I hope we are anyway. But what can you do individually to make things better? Can you talk about stuff? Can your actions be examples of things that will bring us to a better place instead of, you know, we just waste a lot of our time and energy distracted by things that really are not impactful. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The president and vice president have not spoken for days following last week's assault on the U.S. Capitol, with critics accusing Trump of inciting the rioters. A Trump-Pence meeting on Monday seemed to ease the tensions between the two, who seemed united in their determination to pursue the president's agenda through the remaining days of his term. The House of Representatives is expected to vote Tuesday on a measure calling for President Trump to be removed from office through the 25th Amendment. The resolution, brought forward by Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, calls on Vice President Mike Pence to immediately use his powers. A judge has granted a stay of execution to Lisa Montgomery, who was set to be the first female inmate executed by the U.S. federal government in nearly 70 years on Tuesday. Montgomery, 52 years old, has been in prison for 16 years since killing a pregnant woman. Since the summer, 10 Americans have died by lethal injection at Terre Haute. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let's get the latest information on impeachment articles against President Trump. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up that article on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
After months of strict lockdowns in New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state must reopen the economy.
We simply cannot stay closed until the vaccine hits critical mass. The cost is too high. We must reopen the economy, but we must do it smartly and safely.
Critics of Cuomo's change in policy are asking what changed. Alabama Crimson Tide football team now claims 18 national championships, including titles in 1925, 26, 30, 34, and 41. That's well before legendary Alabama head coach Bear Bryant took over. Alabama beat Ohio State Monday 52-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, who are ready to have you think about stuff. I was just off on a little bit. What did you think? I was saying this a few minutes ago, how we can get ourselves off of the, it's a tough job, but to get yourself off what seems to be the mantra of the day and think about other things or work on things from a different point of view, the individual point of view. It's food for thought, much as anything else. Well, the world continues to turn and churn. I was moved a little bit by the passing of George Bush's sister Nancy, who died at 94 of COVID. I don't know that we saw too much of her, did we? Nancy Bush, she was not around as much as some of the other Bushes were.
Not in the forefront, for sure.
No, anyway, she's been in the hospital since December 30th, which is that a long time? What's the normal stay? This is kind of morbid, I guess, but what's the normal time in the hospital before somebody croaks on the COVID?
Delicate. Yeah. Build the sensitivity.
Yeah. So, okay, before somebody passes on.
I love how
on,
when he brags about his empathy.
Meets eternal rest. What do you want me to say?
I think it really matters. It doesn't matter. I mean, not that it doesn't matter, but there's no rule, I don't think, for how long. I mean, I know someone who was in the hospital for months and then ended up passing away. I know people who were in for a few days and passed away. I know my mom was in the hospital for 5 days and got out, thank God. So, I mean, there are a lot of different...
She was not on a ventilator, though, was she, Jen?
No. The reason they keep you most of the time when you're is to give you remdesivir, because it's got to be administered via IV. So a lot of times you're looking at like an average 3 to 5 day stay just so that they can get that medication in you.
Right. The passing of Ed Bruce, who's responsible for the song Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
It's a great
he wrote
song.
That song, has passed away at the age of 81. And yeah, go ahead, crank that up, Kim. Apparently, he was pretty close to Sam Phillips at Sun Records. He was signed at the age of 17 to release a song called Rock Boppin' Baby. From there, he did a lot of stuff with Tanya Tucker and Crystal Gayle. He had a lot of songs on his own, but he wrote a lot of songs. Isn't that interesting how some of these people who are more in Nashville or more with country music that sing and write prolifically? I don't think, is that in the rest of the musical world, do we have that many people who are good at both? Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, a lot of pop stars. Taylor Swift has written for other people. Sia has started her whole career based on writing for other people. And I think it was Rihanna who said to her at one point, you know, you should sing this song. And then she became her own star. Meghan Trainor has written a ton of hits for other people. There are Kelly Clarkson. There are a lot of people who have been involved in working with other artists who actually behind the scenes, like the guy from One Republic, Ryan Tedder, he's written a ton of hits for a million other artists besides having their own career. So I think it started in country music. It feels like that's sort of the origins, but it's definitely transitioned into pop music.
Yeah. All right. Well, so the passing, anyway, he was only 81. That's pretty, but a lot of these people live fast. And isn't that what they, you know, that's the general, okay, well, they live a fast life.
Wild lives.
And yeah. Well, do they? They kind of, Willie Nelson has led a pretty wild life, and he's still around. How old is he? Like 86 now, isn't he?
88.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And still in his
pigtails. I like listening to you. I said this, I'm becoming a big fan of Roadhouse on Sirius XM. Because it's the old country music.
Oh, my gosh. My dad loves it, too.
The two of us is right.
At least if I put you into one home, I can take care of you both.
Really?
All right, boys. I'm going to play the playlist now.
And
here's your jello.
That'd be... Yeah, right.
Nap time and applesauce.
Put your teeth in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Doug, stop playing spin the bottle with the ladies.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. That's yeah, okay.
It'd be fun, right?
All right. The lady who's been on death row is still on death row.
Do you know how much, you know what goes on in nursing homes, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard Bonkin stories.
Oh, my unbelievable.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, there's only one guy to seven women.
They got all kind. They have all the STIs.
And then they don't care about them a bit either, as it turns out.
Well,
Lisa Montgomery, who was due to be... lethally injecticide. Is that injecticide? Injected?
Injected?
That too. She's still there,
using
though.
Using pesticide dropped from a plane. Oh.
Right. She's still there. I don't. Her lawyers had tried to. They had planned on filing an appeal. I think, like, January 10th was supposed to be her execution.
Well, why has it taken this long? She's been in jail on death row since 2007. So has this been all... For the last 13, 14? Yeah, some people there 30 years or so.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but what is supposedly she's mentally incompetent. Well, why didn't that come up in her trial? At the
sentencing? Oh, it did. I think it did. And they, you know, I mean, you have a look. The good news is there are a lot that for the people who are innocent in jail and on death row, which we know there are a lot of them. It's good that we have an appeals process that can last this long, and eventually some people are exonerated.
Yeah.
She has serious mental issues.
Yeah.
I don't know if the answer is putting her to death or I don't know. I mean, I don't believe in capital punishment anyway, but I don't know what the outcome will be. But they've been doing as many appeals as you can possibly do.
Yeah. What's going on with the inauguration? Is anybody paying any attention? Is it going to be as apparently Trump and Pence have made up, but Trump's still not going to be at the inauguration? Pence is going to be at the inauguration. But what about the changing of government, changing? Remember when Clinton left, all the Clintonites made a god-awful mess out of, they just left unbelievable amounts of paper. They destroyed offices and that kind of stuff. I don't know how many people remember that, but it was pretty disgusting when George Bush came into office and Clinton was leaving, what kind of condition people that were going into these offices found themselves having to encounter. So what goes on here and what is done to ensure that that sort of thing doesn't happen and whatever other things are necessary for the seamless transition of power?
Well, I haven't heard any complaints as of late about the transition. I think everybody is working together at this point. I think Trump is behind the transition. I think that there's nobody that's like holding out to not, you know, transfer over the information. I think from the inauguration perspective, it's going to be much smaller than it normally would. They're going to still do it in their normal spot. There's a lot of security. They're going to start shutting down Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to make sure, this Wednesday, to make sure that they have a week in preparation to make sure that it's secure.
What does it mean, shutting it down? What does that mean? You can't
close
get on
the
plane
and all, closing stuff off. And,
so you can't fly to Washington if you want to go. You can't drive through Washington.
No, it's just the area of the inauguration will be shut down. They've closed down a lot of the monuments.
Pennsylvania Avenue from the Capitol to the White House. Okay.
Apparently they've had some pretty jarring calls with
their threats,
right? I mean, there are three
what kind
major
of threats?
Perimeter, like
threats of violence,
armed protesters surrounding, making a perimeter around the inauguration and some people are, I guess there's threats of shooting Democrats, and I mean it's a mess.
Ridiculous.
The stuff that's on the dark web, it sounds ridiculous, but people take this stuff seriously. If they're in it, and that's, you know, and they've been like radicalized in some way, they take it seriously. And so it's just, I hope for our entire country's sake that nothing happens, but I am not that optimistic that something won't get stirred up, because it just the stuff on the dark web is really, really dark. So I hope it doesn't come to fruition.
Can I ask a really dumb question that I've always wondered? How do you even get to the dark web?
Thank you. Thank you. I was asking,
right?
About to ask that, but I didn't want to
Maybe
sound
Jay
like a dummy. Jay, how do you get to the dark
web?
I have
no idea. It is, and I'm too afraid to even Google how to get on the dark web.
Yeah, I'm not going to the dark web, but I read a lot of the white hat hackers. Those are the good guys, and they release a lot of this stuff, and they do data dumps so that people can see. And they're the ones who work with governments and especially with the U.S. government. And so they're the ones outing a lot of these plots. And, you know, now that Parler is gone, which I think is, I don't agree with, and Jen, you weren't here yesterday when I was doing the tech report, but Rich and I were talking off the air, and I don't agree with any of this type of stuff of kicking people off these platforms, because it's forcing the most radicalized to go even further underground, and it makes them even more fired up to rebel, and it's just in retaliate. Yeah,
I just Googled how to get onto the dark web, and something comes up from a guy named Vladimir Unterfinger. Are you ready to join
our
community?
I would hate to be a tech guy, because you're just a walking computer virus.
I'm pretty sure that Xi Jinping right now is probably sitting there watching you going,
really? You know what? Yeah. I'm going to give him the finger. There it is, right there. Both those, that's a Xi Jinping. Gets that. Anyway, so this website claims to make it safe to go to the dark web. Automatic,
there is no safety on the dark web.
Silent software updates.
Right. Oh, great. Let's give you some. We'll give you some software updates, and they'll tell you that it's
compatibility with any traditional antivirus.
Just click to download.
Right. Exactly. Oh my god.
Okay. Now, come on. None of the three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, you've never tried to get on the dark web or
look. No, I'm telling you, I don't even know how you could. Idiots. I mean, it's not that hard, but no, absolutely not. I don't want that crap on my computer. You can't even get rid of it.
Look at this. CNBC has a whole treatise about how to get in there. How to access the dark web, digital trends on CNBC. So it's not like it's just me who wants to.
I think a lot of people are probably curious about it.
Yeah,
and so
that's
they realize that their computer is now like is now like a living person, and it's taken on it.
And believe me, if I went there, I'm not smart enough to hide it. So everybody, whoever's watching the dark web would be seeing me floating right here.
Yeah, it's right. Nuts.
In a moment, why is the lawyer for, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Dominion is the voting system, right? So they're suing Sidney Powell.
Yeah,
let's find out why that is after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your ever-growing number of connected devices tied to mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your old home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slowing speeds. The future of home Wi-Fi is here now, and it's called Wi-Fi 6. It's up to 3 times faster and has 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need the proper gear that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds, which is perfect for 4K or even 8K streaming or online gaming. And four streams let your router talk to more devices, letting you connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's even parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, filter levels and time limits, create reports, and even suspend your Wi-Fi if you have to. Look for TP-Link's line of Wi-Fi 6 routers at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
You know, and I hear these tech reports and all the glamorization and glorification of CES, it makes me want to puke with all of the fact that nobody's paying attention to where this stuff comes from. Wake up, folks. All the stuff that you're going to hear praised, and all these people will go on the air and say, wow, look at this fancy deal. It's all from China. They're all trying to suck you in so you spend more money giving them more power and you less. That's what basically it amounts to. All right, so let's find out why Dominion voting systems, and for those who don't remember, they're probably at the heart, Jennifer, would you say, of the controversy regarding voting systems that don't work?
I think what's at the heart for me is that there were so many laws that were changed in advance of the election. But yeah, I've had conversations with people who had nothing to do with Trump who have been concerned about Dominion and Smartmatic voting systems for a long time. And the company is so deep. It's got so many webs that it is very difficult to track where it comes from and who's in control.
I'll bet it comes from China. I'll bet it's
they have. Well, it was developed in Venezuela and so by Maduro.
China.
Yeah. So they've been accused of being able to change and schedule election results, essentially. And that's why a lot of people were flipping out that the vote counting would stop. And then all of a sudden you'd see an infusion of votes because many believed that that was some wrongdoing.
So what's Sidney Powell, who is connected to
Trump? She called them out on this and they're saying that it's defamation. So they're going back and forth.
To try to silence her.
Right. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens because I want to know more. I think we should. Texas wouldn't take Dominion, yet Georgia made a last-minute deal with, you guessed it, China to implement Dominion in their state.
Wake up, everybody. Wake up. And by the way, the connection, Trump is still at it. This week, the administration is named Cuba, state sponsor of terrorism, which, I want to have us normalize relationship with Cuba. I've been pretty consistent about that, but it looks like the Chinese are now rubbing or doing their thing there more. The Russians are out and the Chinese are in Cuba. Isn't that what it looks like to you? Seems that way to me, what I see going on down there. Aye. Dr. Jack Stockwell, very important part of this program, the DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack in his most recent appearance talking about the liver and how it works and how you need to get the toxins out of your body, et cetera, et cetera. Check it out at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doctor time. It's Dr. Jack Stockwell in the spotlight here as we move into this corner of the DJV health focus. All right, so Jack,
yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling.
Don't you think you should? Any doctor that we engage, don't you think the first question is, how are you feeling?
You know what?
Should ask the doctor that, and the doctor should ask the patient that.
I don't ask the patient that. I don't ask.
What do you ask
my patients? I say, "How's your correction coming along?"
Mm-hmm.
You know how? What's happening with your symptoms? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because people won't tell you the truth when you ask them how are you feeling, because they can sit there looking like hell. Oh, pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Well, what are you doing here? Well, the migraines have returned, or I've got. Well, then you're not doing that well. You know, rather than getting into all of the philosophical aspects of that, it's easier to just cut to the chase. Hey, how's your correction coming along? What's going on?
All right. We're talking about correction from your perspective. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor, and his office hours in his clinic in Salt Lake City are filled pretty much with him working on your upper cervical area, which is, as you define it, shoulders, neck, and head, basically, which is where, according to the training that you have as a practitioner, is where most of the out of alignment happens. Is that a good term,
out of alignment? Because that's the weakest area of the spine, which resultantly causes most of the low back pain.
Yeah.
Low back pain
Why would that be? Given
the fact, an imbalance.
All right, but imagine
standing.
Remember the stem, I say this to the audience,
The stem that holds your head onto your body is the size of a quarter. So that is certainly going to be prone to all kinds of things. I guess I'm a pretty good example of that. I'm a petri dish.
Yeah.
When it comes to what people can have screw up in their neck.
That's true. When you say stem, the actual bony contact between the bottom of the skull and the top of the neck is about the size of a quarter. Everything mm-hmm. else in there is muscle. And the reason that the bony contact is so small is in order to give us the incredible range of motion that the head has on top of the neck. And that's only because the top two bones are not connected with a disc like all the other bones in the spine are. They're not connected. They're not glued together. They have ligaments holding them together, but there's a freedom of floppy movement there that lets you turn and look over each shoulder in a normal condition. Well, that comes at a cost. It's a weak joint. The right whack, the right bump, the right fall, the right whiplash at the right time, it comes out of balance, and then the entire spine shifts in mm-hmm. order to try to hold it upright.
To compensate.
Yeah.
To compensation.
And that's
thing.
Where the low back pain comes from.
Right. All right, that's very instructive. Jack, his website where you can learn more about how this all functions is ForbiddenDoctor.com.
JackStockwell.com.
What'd I say?
You said Forbidden Doctor is the nutrition end. JackStockwell.com is the nuke end.
Really? Why didn't I know that? Hey, this is the first time you ever told me that.
Well,
come on. You're holding on.
Next week. I'm sorry. I should have told you that before.
Nah, just into tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. There's a study involving thousands and thousands of children that reveals what about masks?
This is a study going on right now in France and Germany. And the children who are required to wear masks in schools is a very very controlled study. Talking to the parents, talking to the children, talking to the parents about their kids at home, 60% increase in irritability, 53% increase in headaches, 50% difficulty concentrating, 49% less happiness, reluctance to go to school is increased by 40%. But even more concerning, up to 30% had shortness of breath, 26% had dizziness, and hundreds of children were complaining of feelings of weakness, a feeling of disease, tightness in their chest, because they're wearing these masks all day long, rebreathing their carbon dioxide. And this is about, it's not published yet. It's about to be published, a major study in France and Germany.
I guess my playing devil's advocate for a moment, it may not be, but it's hard. I'm thinking about my grandson who's six wearing a mask when he's out in public and what that may or may not be. I haven't had that conversation with him because I don't usually see him with his mask on. But that's something for those of you who are parents or grandparents, maybe you have that conversation with or try to get to the root of what is your daughter or your granddaughter or grandson or son feeling or thinking when it comes to this. It's an interesting thing that probably will get some more air. Here is first here on the DJV program. What about your health and well-being in terms of losing weight? This is the time of year when lots and lots of people are communicating to each other, to themselves, people in their families, that they want to lose weight. Okay, you get on a big famous program and you lose weight. Yep, fine. How do you keep it off? Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe I'll send you to toploss.com. No maybes about it. I am sending you to toploss.com. So you learn all about Calitrin and how it will keep the weight off. You lose the weight. Let's put that work to good use and keep it off by using Calitrin at toploss.com. It's 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.